Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I got into Nashville early, sleepy, hungry, tired and dirty. And on the steps of RCA, I ate a stale sweet roll. In the fountain at the Hall of Fame, I washed my face and read the names. In the walkway of the stars, down on Music Row. Down on Music Row, down on Music Row. If you want to be a star, that's where you got to go.
Oh, her voice is as clear as a bell, isn't it? Dolly Parton, Down on Music Row. And you can dust off your cowboy boots now and get ready to tap your feet, because Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels is here to talk about the country music capital of the world, Nashville. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm great. Everyone's going to Nashville now because you can get there the direct route.
Unbelievable. You know what was amazing? When I was travelling around America now, right, we were in Boston, all over, all the J1s, 200 Irish students, they were all finishing in Nashville.
Right, before they come
home. It is incredible. Yeah.
You used to have to go to Chicago.
Yeah.
Nashville or some other.
That's right.
We've
the direct flight Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So you can do different combos direct. It's brilliant with Aer Lingus. Yeah.
So you've just been there. So you're going to
give
us a rundown of where to go. But you know what? It's one of those places. I don't think you need much of a guide for Nashville, do you?
No, you don't.
Just get off the plane.
No.
And you're there.
But isn't it amazing, Claire? Like, what I couldn't believe was all of the bars. And when we say bars, you're talking, they're like the O2. They're huge when you go into them. You've been there.
Yeah.
And you go in, there's no charge. And it's Trisha Yearwood and it's Garth Brooks. And it's the unbelievable talent.
Like, and the waiter sings and the bartender sings.
Everybody
it's like Hollywood
sings.
Where everyone wants to be an actor in Nashville.
Absolutely. It is. And it is really like you're immersed in country music. And we have a special relationship. It's in our blood as well, this country. I love country music.
Yeah.
Dwight Yoakam, I mean, he was actually in the Country Music Hall of Fame. I couldn't believe I just missed Dwight Yoakam, Honky Tonk Man. He was doing it. I remember him years ago, like playing him when I was in Cork. But I mean, it's just alive with it. I never saw so many cowboy boots and Stetson hats, you know, and of course bachelorettes, but in a very stylish way. They're all over. The city is kind of buzzing.
It's buzzing, but it felt, it's a while since I was there. I think it was 2012.
Yeah.
But it felt very safe to me. It's like safe, wholesome
Completely,
fun.
Completely, yeah, safe. I mean, you could say it's a very cool country music temple bar multiplied by about 20 or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's all very contained, but it is really something else. I mean, it is just bright lights. I mean, the Grand Ole Opry, for example, right?
You went there.
I did. I stood on the circle where I like the photographs. I was getting goosebumps. Dolly, Hank Williams, Johnny Cash. That's where they stand. And I mean, they moved it from the Ryman Theatre.
Yes.
Of course, 30 years ago, they're celebrating 100 years of the Grand Ole Opry this year. So I went to see the famous Porter Wagner. Do you remember? He had a TV show years ago. He introduced
Dolly
Parton
to the
years
and years.
World.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there was a tribute to him that I actually went to see, and which was amazing. But to stand on, and they do tours, so you can join the tour and you can stand on that spot.
And can you book your tickets for the Grand Ole Opry before you get to Nashville?
Yes.
Or is it a rock up and chance?
No, you can
luck?
But they've two, you can also do a rock up. They've different kind of packages.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to all the dressing rooms, you can go the backstage tour, which is brilliant. So they've all the different themed rooms, and this is where Dolly was, and this is where, you know, so a complete immersion in it.
And you wouldn't know who would be playing on any given night, really. I mean, anyone
tribute,
can turn up there.
Yeah, the tribute act that I went to, Porter Wagner, the tribute to him, I mean, he died in, I think, 74. He was 80. But the Isaacs were there. But, you know, names that I wouldn't necessarily know. But it was so funny. The night I was there, Craig Shelburne, he's a music journalist, he wrote a book called The 100 Years of the Grand Ole Opry. He was signing them and I ended up getting a signed copy from him. He met Taylor Swift, you know, like, so it's all that kind of stuff. And but just outside Nashville then as well, I went to a fabulous place called Leaper's Fork, which is, you know, and I went to a district, because Tennessee.
Leaper's Fork, what's that?
Yeah, so this was a great little town that was kind of all run down, and they built it up. So it's all these kind of artisan arts and crafts, wine shops, restaurants, and of course, live music. But out there is where all the stars kind of live, in these big, huge ranches and fancy homes. So you wouldn't know who you'd meet there when you pop into Fox and whatever it's called. But this great guy, Aubrey Preston, he kind of set it all up, and he just took out his guitar and he started singing songs for us.
Of course he did. They all sing, don't they?
It's unbelievable. Mm. I mean, it's just everywhere. Everyone sings.
So is Leaper's Fork like sort of an alternative if you wanted a more refined experience?
Hoax, right? It's like the Hoax. We'll make it easy. And there's but I went out there actually because the Leaper's Fork, they do there's a distillery whiskey tour, which
did.
I went out and great. So that was absolutely fabulous. And then just happened to kind of see all the other stuff there as well. But you can do relaxed Nashville, or you can do crazy Nashville, or, you know, there's a lot of different options.
It does, because it takes its toll. I mean, the music starts at what, about 11 o'clock in the morning?
The music never stops.
You could just walk down the strip and you could be going from act to act.
Absolutely.
It just
never stops. Mm-hmm. The other thing as well that was amazing, of course, you know, it's famous for its hot chicken. You're in Tennessee, the Nashville hot chicken. You have to have it when you're there. But an amazing, I happened upon a restaurant out there, got an Irish chef called Trevor Moore, and he's there 12 years. Locust is the name of his restaurant, and it was the most incredible place ever. There's a month waiting list to get into it, and we went in. He brought over a bar, like you can have a pint of Guinness there, you can have caviar, a tin of sardines, he does dumplings. It's the most off the charts.
Quite the mix.
Best restaurant of the year, best this, best that. He's up for
brilliant
guy.
There is a lot of fast
food,
Oregon. Isn't there?
Yeah.
Or, you know, sort of the American food that you would expect.
Absolutely.
So it's good to hear that he's doing something a little bit different.
So there's a lot of those kind of nice restaurants there. But I mean, the deals, I mean, just, I was having a look there. I mean, in November, October's a great time to go there, by the way, because the weather can be very hot, as you know, in the summertime. But for 5 nights, there's deals, all the traveling, like from €900, €850. So there's fantastic value to be had there.
What do you get for the 900?
You get your 5 nights and your flights.
Okay, that's
Bankers Alley, by the way, where I stayed. There was a best old fashions, you know, if you like a little classic.
Ooh,
best old
strong.
Fashioned I ever had in my entire life. David
whiskey.
Powell, the barman there, he's a big golfer. Unbelievable. And like, we were chatting to him, and you know, but the friendliness as well, Claire, I couldn't believe it. The Tennessee people, it just very, very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, completely safe. But absolute. I mean, you could say like Vegas is Disneyland for adults, right? Nashville is like Disneyland for country Western fans. It's just happiness the whole time you're there. Yeah.
And tell me now, Tootsie's, I felt, was the best bar by far. Do you agree?
Yeah, I did. I think I was line dancing there. yes, I do agree. Yeah.
You know, when you're coming down the start of the strip, it's the first one there. And it's the traditional old bar, but now it's built up. So you can go upstairs, you can go downstairs. There's another
restaurant.
That's
right.
It's
huge.
It's incredible.
It's huge. Yeah, but that again isn't, and you can go and you can watch down and you can see. But like they all teach, the line dancing thing was phenomenal. I was actually, I mean, I wouldn't, you know me now, two left feet.
There's people probably listening to this and go, I wouldn't dream of line dancing. I wouldn't dream of going to see country music.
What you think.
Your whole perception, it's like you doing The Sound of Music that time, isn't
it?
Everything changes when you go
it
away.
It totally does. And I mean, look, the Country Music Hall of Fame is fantastic as well. I mean, there's so many.
Tell us about that.
You know, brilliant. You go in there, you have the whole history of music there, the whole history of the country music. You have Studio B as well, which is, you know, where Elvis recorded all over 200 songs, etc. So, you know, you've got from the very start, Jim Reeves, you know, the whole history. So there's a great nostalgic loveliness to Nashville as well. So there's a lot of there's loads of things to do and see. Mm-hmm. You're immersed in all that kind of stuff, which is brilliant.
But you've got to try and take it easy as well, because it is a full-on holiday.
Oh, it is, totally, yeah. I mean, I stayed at the end of it. There's a great little hotel out by the airport. I think I paid $105 a night. The Sonesta, it has a big, huge swimming pool there. If you like a bit of sun lounges, and I just wanted to calm down.
To get away from the madness.
I went to see Superman one day. It rained and it was just like up the road. It's only about $12 in a lift or an Uber. So you can, you know, and they have a shuttle to the airport. But after you've done the Mad Nashville, you can actually do a little resorty kind of relaxed as well.
Okay, that's a good idea.
It was super.
So Sam has been in touch. Nashville is great and you might see all the stars there. But we have had Dolly Parton here in Ventry a few years ago. So you don't have to go that far. Well, I'd say there was a stroke of luck involved there.
Yeah,
but it's just such great fun.
Yeah, and Tennessee, of course, Dolly has a new attraction as well. He's mentioning Dolly there. She's just, they've launched new theme things in her part. I didn't get over to Dollywood, but that's the next maybe.
You have an awful lot of exciting places to tell us about now, because you've done a lot of America and places maybe we wouldn't consider visiting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, do you know what was really good? We were filming there for, I mean, I loved Seattle. It was absolutely brilliant. I was kayaking out in the lake.
Way out
in,
west.
Or in the sea. It was beautiful. But Utah, Claire, I mean, I can't wait to talk to you about that. Absolutely incredible. Outerworldly. You think you're in Mars at one stage. You're with the Navajo Indians. You're in Monument Valley. I was hiking, mountain e-biking through Zion National Park, hiking in the Narrows. You're in kind of water. Stunning. And Vegas, I loved it. First time. And we
Your
said
first
Disneyland,
time in Vegas.
Disneyland yeah. for adults, but the shows and the food in Vegas. Yeah,
but that's
I never touched
place
a slot
where,
machine.
I bet you didn't. That's another place where you need a holiday afterwards to recover.
Yeah,
Nashville
yeah,
and Vegas.
Yeah, but you know what I loved about Vegas? I really enjoyed it. I went out to the neon sign museums. You know, you can do so many things. A helicopter flip. It's only like $90 to do a helicopter flip over the city. I went out to the food, as I said there, but just a lot of stuff there. So you don't have to go too crazy, but it never sleeps at all, Vegas.
Come back to tell us about that and Utah as well, and we
yes,
look forward to
wait.
It.
Yes, can't wait.
And we're not envious. I always say this to you. We're not envious of your
it's
life.
It's a hard, I'll tell you, it's hard driving those that big long road trip through Utah.
God help you. You might need to have a rest there now before you do anything else.